the best time to buy a Jim Norton Toyota, and it's your last chance to get all the huge rebates, giant discounts, and rock-bottom finance rates on a great selection of 2018s. We've even got huge clearance savings on our best selection of late-model pre-owns. But listen, you gotta hurry, because it's all ending soon. Don't forget, Toyota's national clearance event won't last much longer. Come on out today, Friday, Jim Norton Toyota. We're at 9809 South Memorial, where T-Town gets Toyota. Price plus tax, title, and license, and dock fee of $249. Rebates from TMS GST. See dealer for details.
Here's how you can put in just a little effort and help our schools in a big way. Just switch your checking account to TTCU Federal Credit Union. You get $150 for switching, and every time you use your school pride card, TTCU donates to our schools.
With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.2% as of 6/1/18. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/18. Bonus requirements must be met within 60 business days of account opening. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
So make the switch and make a difference.
Hi, this is Matt McCoy, and as many of you know, I've been on some winning teams my entire career. I'm now on another winning team, State Farm Insurance. For the first 50 Redskin fans who stop by my office and let us give you a quote, we will give you a free gift card to Oklahoma Joe's Barbecue. It's literally that easy. And ask me about getting your free Oklahoma Joe's gift card at 918-615-6634. Or stop by our office at 81st and 129th. We look forward to meeting you.
We are underway in the second half as Mansfield's Tabor Allen kicks the ball from right to left out the back of the end zone. Union trailing by a score of 30-22. And we probably sound like it's worse than it is, and we really shouldn't. It's a 30-22 game. Union is a touchdown and a two-point conversion away from a tie. But they've been right there all night long trying to get even and have not been able to do it. Here's their chance. Union first and 10 at their own 20-yard line going from left to right. Redskins once again with Peyton Thompson at quarterback and, of course, Darius Boone, the offset back to his right. Hand off to Boone, and Darius got swallowed up for a two-yard loss. There was nowhere for him to go. It was Josh Bailey who was back there. They're going to give him a one-yard loss. It'll be second down and 11. As we mentioned, Darius got out, got untracked a little in the first half with 85 yards, but still not able to break that big one.
Now, it looked like he was running smooth, though. He really got to his stride, which is exciting for him to kind of bust loose.
Second and 11 now for Union at their own 19-yard line. Boone remains the single setback, all set to the right of Thompson. Four receivers now motion. He's going to hand off to Boone once again, and Darius barely back to the line of scrimmage. Darius Houston, who has been a wrecking crew from that outside linebacker position, makes the tackle, and it's going to be third down and 11. That time, having Pearson in motion didn't do much good. The Redskins not going anywhere. They need to get all the way to the 30 for a first down.
Well, and we haven't called Joshua Bailey's name on the whole first half. He's made a couple tackles here in the second.
So first down, pardon me, third and 11 now for Union at their own 19. They need the 30, trailing 30-22, just underway second half. Thompson in the shotgun. Quick throw left side. That ball dumped off to Darius, makes the catch at the 25, and he can't get past the 26. Nice job by LaVon Jackson. He was the first guy to hit him out there. And then it was Josh Bailey who made the secondary hit. So that's going to be a gain of 7. It'll take it to Union's 26-yard line, but they will have to kick this thing away.
Well, Boone had his hands on it out in space, and you'd like him to make a guy miss out there. He bounces off the first tackle, but unfortunately enough, not enough for the first down.
Stephon Forbes will come out to kick. Now, he's been all right tonight. Now, the balls have not really come off his foot tremendously, but he's averaging around 47 a punt. He'll be back at his own 11-yard line. Back deep once again for Mansfield is going to be Tamron Darrow.
There it is.
It kicks away, and it's a very good kick. Darrow calls for a fair catch and makes it with JT McLeod right in his face at the 39-yard line of Mansfield, and that's where they will take it over, first down and 10. So 10:15 to go, just underway third period, and Mansfield holds Union on the first drive, so there's that half possession back for the Eagles.
Yeah, that was that first four. We still got a couple minutes left, but they've got to pick this thing up to make a stop. It'd be a great time here to get a quick turnover or just make a three and out and turn them back over.
Well, Mansfield has turned it over twice tonight. It's the reason they lost in that state semifinal game last year. They turned it over four times against Highland Park. First and 10 now for Rogers and his team at their own 39-yard line. Rogers fakes to the middle, back to throw. He's going to go deep down the right sideline, and he airmails that one. If anything, it would have been intercepted, but it was not. McLeod on the coverage, and a very nice job by JT McLeod back there. The guy who was on the coverage, he was after Michael Young. So it will be second down and 10 now for Mansfield at their own 39-yard line.
That's a great job by JT. Actually, probably stepped inside and tried to pick that thing off.
Second and 10. They're going to hand off this time inside of Jackson. Got some room across the 40, 45, across the 50. First down for Jackson. He's all the way to Union's 47-yard line. It was Keith Dorsey on the tackle and also JoJo Nichols, but that's good for 13 and a first down. Quickly to the line of scrimmage at Union's 47. Here comes Rogers.
And Isaiah Thomas had the option there to make the play.
Amon Carter will be the setback to the right side. He's going to hand to Carter on the right side. He busts forward, and that didn't get much, maybe a half a yard. It looked like that interior, Murdoch, McGuire, Gibbons, Walker, all of them there. We'll call it a gain of a yard, second down and nine. 9:44 to go third period, 30-22 Eagles.
Good job, Micah Walker. They're stepping up in the hole and making a tackle right there at the line of scrimmage.
So they will give him the one. They're now at Union's 46-yard line. Straight back is Rogers to throw. Fires middle of the field. Caught. That ball by Whitley at the 35. Down to the 30. And he's spun down by Isaiah Tomlin. But that's good for another 14 and another first down. They'll mark it at the Union 29. Here comes Manfield, already leading 30-22. Carter will once again be the setback. Four receivers either side. Rogers. In the shotgun, straight back. Rogers having all kinds of time. Throwing deep corner of the end zone, left side. Caught, but is he out of bounds?
Nope.
He was. Looked like that ball was caught in there by Keelan Thompson. They waved it incomplete, but I thought he caught it. Jaquan Sanders was with him, but he was out of bounds.
He totally caught it. And that's what they did last in the first quarter. They went up over Jaquan, and Jaquan was in good position again that time. That ball just happened to be outside.
Second and 10 now for Mansfield at Union's 29. The Eagles up 30-22 here early in the third period. Rogers straight back to look again. Here comes pressure. Rogers is going to have to move up and run. Gets away at the 30. Spins away there, but can't get away from Trey Thompson. Trey had a hold of him right there, and he got away the first time, but then went backwards a little bit. They'll mark him right at the line of scrimmage, and it'll be third and 10 for Mansfield at Union's 29-yard line. That's a really nice open field tackle by Trey.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Rogers just about to break that loose, and Trey held on tight on the spin move, so great job.
Christian Mendoza will be the single running back. Four wide receivers for Mansfield. Third and 10 at Union's 29. The Eagles up by 8, early third period. Rogers in the shotgun. He's ready. There's the snap. He's going to run to his right, and Trey Thompson swallowed him up. Michael Walker there as well. That's a gain of nothing, and Mansfield has a decision to make on fourth and 10.
Well, they're bringing in an extra backer each time they run that play. And I mean, it's almost at this point, it's almost called. You know it is coming. We've got a spotter back up here getting Jeff Johns back in action. He said, hey, here it comes. And sure enough, that's the call.
So fourth and 12, Mansfield will go for it. Carter will come in as a single setback. Four wide receivers for Rogers. They're at their 31. They need Union's 19. Straight back as Rogers, firing middle of the field, and that ball is incomplete. Oh, it was right in and out of the hands of Tamron Darrow. He once again was open. He'd beaten Grant Crooms, but Crooms delivered a pretty good shot, and the ball falls incomplete, and Union will take it back. With 8:06 to play in the third period, trailing by 8, that's a key stop.
Yeah, that was a great job there of just making the deflection at the end. The ball was in the receiver's hands, and as a defender, you have a choice. You either secure the tackle, but if they're going down, you've got to get your hands in there and fight, and he did a good job of that, knocking it out.
That is twice tonight. Grant Crooms has just knocked a ball loose. So first and 10 Redskins, dodged a bit of a bullet there, now at their own 31-yard line. Once again, Darius Boone, the setback. Four wide receivers, three to the left. Henry's the inside slot that way, the big tight end. Thompson in the shotgun. There's the snap. He's going to hand to Boone on the left side, and Darius got about a yard, maybe two. They could not clear out that defense in there. Moore was one of the guys on the tackle. Jaden Simmons there as well. They'll give him one, second and nine.
Not a whole lot to create there. Try to follow up on that left tackle following Quinton Barnes. And no big holes. Just trying to be patient.
Now, those big boys up front, I mean, there's some big boys. There's 290 and 260 and about 300 up front. Second and nine for Union, and Mansfield jumps. And I mean all of them jumped. Everybody came across the line of scrimmage. That'll be a 5-yard mark off from the 32 to the 37. And that will end up bringing up a second down and about four for the Redskins. 7:38 to go third period. Union trailing 30-22.
Well, and the guy we've called his name several times tonight, Darius Houston, had walked up off that outside linebacker. He was coming in hot, and he was one of the guys that jumped across.
Thompson will set him up once again. Boone to his right. Peyton looks to the right, asks for the call, and now he gets it. Shavers to the right. Henry, short slot to the left. Two receivers far to the left. One of those is Pearson. He's the slot. Thompson again in the shotgun. Fakes inside. Nice block by Boone. Thompson going deep to Shavers. That ball is incomplete, but he was bumped twice. Addison MacArthur hit Shavers twice on the way downfield. And now one of the players, and I think it's MacArthur, who goes down hurt.
Yeah, looks like he's cramping.
There is no flag. Instead, it will be third down and about four. And this crowd, as you can hear, certainly wants interference. And there's no question, Zach, he bumped him early. But I think what they're just saying is that that was incidental contact.
Yeah, I don't know that it was incidental. Shavers was in great position to make that throw. Good ball by Peyton. And Shavers was the only one that could catch it. And it looked like his hands went up to make right at the ball. And his hands were, I guess, swiped out of the way.
Well, really, the whole thing that set it up was Darius Boone's block. They faked the handoff to Darius Boone, and he just cracked the linebacker.
And Coach
Frederick
Coach
is not happy, is he? No, he's chewing on these officials. Your crew tonight, Eric carrying the referee. Devin Maynard is the umpire. Calvin Mann is the head linesman. Taylor Allspaugh is the back judge. That's who's getting an earful. And Matt Thomas is the line judge. And now Kirk has worked his way up to the line judge, Matt, and he's going to talk to him a little bit, too.
And they've got that number five down. Is that Addison MacArthur? He's that starting safety. He's the one down with cramps right now.
He's down an awful long time for cramps. Normally they kind of stretch the guy and get him off the field. 7:16 to go, third period. 30-22 lead for Mansfield here, the Lake Ridge Eagles. And it will be third down and four for Union at their own 37-yard line, needing the 41. And, again, here we go with an offense that at times looks like it's going to hit all cylinders, and at times just not terribly effective, but you can feel that it's really close, and you just love to see him hit stride a little bit.
Yeah, and it's exciting. You get to see the red shirts popping around, getting excited, and kind of meshing together. I like that word mesh because, high school, everything really does have to mold and fall together at the right times.
MacArthur is up now, and it is clearly a cramp.
He must be a big one. He's not even walking on it.
No, he's not putting the foot down, but they were stretching him when he was down there. Darius Houston is going to be the first guy over to say congratulate or say, hey, I'm glad you're all right. Houston's 6 foot 200 pounds, but he plays like he's 6'5", 300. He is everywhere tonight coming off that corner. So we'll bring him back out. Avery will go far to the left side. Guy in the slot over there is Torrey Dillard. To the right is Shavers. Pearson is going to be in the backfield with Darius Boone on this third down and four for Union at their own 37. Thompson in the shotgun. Now Pearson goes in motion to the left. He swings it to Pearson at the 31, makes the catch. 35-40. Pearson at the 45. He's across the 45 to the 47-yard line. Tackled by Willie Collins, but not before a 9-yard gain and a first down. And dangerous throw as that one went backwards. Zach, that was a lateral.
Yeah, and he jumped up to catch it. Great throw and catch, but a good job Torrey Dillard and Keenith out there making blocks.
Oh, Pearson was in the backfield. Now he's going to come out into the slot. First and 10 Redskins, now thrown 47. 6:58 to go, third period. They trail by 8. Snap, handoff. Nope, it was a fake handoff, and instead Peyton Thompson kept it and got to the 50. Actually, I think that was a blown handoff. He tried to hand the ball off inside the Darius Boone. He couldn't do it. Isaiah Moore on the tackle. I think Boone just ran right by him, and Peyton realized, I better follow him.
Just don't compound the injury. As we talked about last week, just make something of it and pick up some positive yards.
So he got about 3. It'll be second down and 7 now for Union at right at midfield. Pearson's going to go in motion again. They'll hand off to Darius Boone, and he got nothing. He got maybe a yard before he was jumped on. That was Jacoby Harrison who made that play. They're actually not going to give him anything. They're going to give him maybe a quarter of a yard.
That was a big hustle by Jacoby. He got around the corner, made that tackle in the backfield.
They're going to make it third down and 7. 6:11 to go, third period. 30-22 Mansfield in Union at midfield with a third and 7. They need a Mansfield 43 for the first down. 4 receivers. Henry to the near side. So is Shavers. Pearson to the left side with Avery. In the shotgun once again is Thompson. Boone now to his right. Now here comes motion. They're going to fake the ball to the inside. Now he's going to throw the ball to the right side to Pearson, and he dropped it. And then he gets knocked down late by Darius Houston, and that flag will continue the drive. Pearson was 2 steps past dropping the ball, and Darius Houston just shoved him about the shoulder pads and knocked him down. Just a dumb play by number 2. And he'll give a first down to Union.
And he's a big fella. I was watching him warm up. Darius is a big guy. And Pearson's about 50 pounds lighter and a little shorter. He just gave him a big chuck, and that's freebies.
When he hit him, because Pearson's not a big guy, he kind of went flying.
And you know how when you miss the ball and you know the play's over, you kind of just let everything relax? Yeah. So he just rolled him right up.
Well, he's a tough kid. He's going to bounce right back up. It's not going to be an issue. That's going to move the football down to the 35 of Mansfield, and it'll be first and 10 Union. 5:47 to go. Fortunate penalty, and fortunate that there was no injury to Pearson as well. Darius Houston's going to leave the game for a while. First and 10 Redskins, now for 35. Boone shifts to the left. Once again of Thompson. Payton in the shotgun, straight back. He's going to dump it to Boone, left side. Darius makes the catch at the 35, but cannot escape the tackle out there. That was LaVon Jackson who made the nice one-on-one tackle. Gain of one, second and nine.
Yeah, LaVon did a great job there breaking Boone down. He made a play on the outside, and he just squatted down. So they may be in a tougher cover, too. He just stayed in the flats. And so Boone got to the outside, had to make one guy miss, and LaVon doesn't let it happen.
Darius Houston back into this game again. Handoff inside to Darius Boone. Got some room, 30. Darius to the 25. Jumps forward to the 24. Got the first down. It was Willie Collins who made the final tackle, but a quick hitter inside. Nice pulling guard. And Darius Boone gets 11.
We got one down on the...
Mansfield's got another player down with cramp. This time it's Willie Collins. No, a second one. That's right. It looks like Houston, too. So Mansfield now going through the exact same thing that Union did last week. We'll take a quick break here. 5:16 to go, third period. Union trailing 30-22, but the Redskins moving first and 10 now at Mansfield's 25. This is Union football on KRMG.
Friends, we're in the final days of Toyota's national clearance event out here at Jim Norton Toyota. And coming into the weekend today, Friday, through this Labor Day weekend is going to be your last chance to get rock-bottom financing, huge rebates, and giant Jim Norton Toyota discounts on every new Toyota. So look, log on, JimNortonToyota.com. Then get yourself out here today, Friday, and shop one of the largest Toyota inventories in all of Oklahoma. I'm talking every Camry, every Corolla, every Tundra. How about Highlander, RAV4? We got them all, and they're all priced to make room for the 2019s. This Labor Day weekend is the best time to buy a Jim Norton Toyota, and it's your last chance to get all the huge rebates, giant discounts, and rock-bottom finance rates on a great selection of 2018s. We've even got huge clearance savings on our best selection of late-model pre-owns. But listen, you got to hurry, because it's all ending soon. Don't forget, Toyota's national clearance event won't last much longer. Come on out today, Friday, Jim Norton Toyota. We're at 9809 South Memorial, where T-Town gets Toyota. Price plus tax, title, and license, and dock fee of $249. Rebates from TMSGS TC. Dealer for details.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Back at Union Tuttle Stadium, Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins. 5:16 to play third period. Union trails Mansfield 30-22, but have a first and 10 now at the Mansfield 25-yard line. Boone the single set back to the right of Peyton Thompson in the shotgun. Hand off to Boone. Got room. Left side. 25. Down inside that to the 20. He's going to go down right about there. It was Brett Bridges who made the tackle, but a good first down gain of 5. And now the Redskins rolling a bit with a second and 5.
I thought he might carry that on out to the outside, and he cut it up on the inside. He saw something I didn't. It looked like the lane was open.
Three receivers this time, short slot right side. Quick throw to right side by Thompson, and it is in and out of the hands of Kyler Pearson, incomplete. It'll be third down and 5. And you mentioned that quick passing game, and that's what they're trying, but it's been spotty as far as successful. Union's going to have to get the ball downfield a bit.
Yeah, you want those short ones to be a lot more consistent to kind of keep those drives alive.
Third down and 5, Union at the 20-yard line now of Mansfield. If they get the 15, they'll have the first down. Thompson in the shotgun. Henry slot to the right. To the left, of course, is Boone. Back is Payton. Fires right side. A lot of room for Pearson. 20, 15. Makes that catch and out of bounds around the 10-yard line. It was Omar Quinones who knocked him out. That's going to be at about the 9. It'll be first and goal. And that time, Lakeridge just lost count at number 2.
And keep your eye on Kenneth Avery back on the backside. He's a man-on-man with over there with LaVon Jackson. I think they're going to maybe spot that one from upstairs.
First down and goal now for Union at the 9-yard line. Thompson, he's going to throw quickly left side again to Pearson. Makes a catch at the 5. Inside that touchdown, Kyler Pearson. Number 2 made the first man miss, jumped inside, and Quinones never had a chance. 4:34 to go, third period. Union trails 30-28, and it looks like they'll go for 2 again.
Well, what I'm saying there, you want to throw those short routes and just keep drives alive, and that's exactly it. It's not a hard throw and catch. It's just something you want to catch. Get 3 and 4, just like the run game, and just extend the pocket a little bit.
Well, with Kyler Pearson, he's almost always going to make at least one miss. So the Redskins with a chance to tie this game again. Thompson will bring him up. There'll be 4 receivers, but the tight end on the left side is going to be Henry, so really it's going to be a 3-receiver set. Boone to the right. Set to go. Thompson has motion. Here comes Pearson. Fake handoff. Throw to the right. That ball is incomplete and knocked down. Knocked down by Kenyon Renders Richardson. And with 4:30 to go, Union still can't quite get even. Holy cow. Third period, 30-28. Eagles lead the Union Redskins. Union kicks next on KRMG.
From the Ferguson Buick GMC Studios, KRMG FS, Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa.
Here's how you can put in just a little effort and help our schools in a big way. Just switch your checking account to TTCU Federal Credit Union. You get $150 for switching, and every time you use your school pride card, TTCU donates to our schools.
With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.2% as of 6/1/18. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/18. Bonus requirements must be met within 60 business days of account opening. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
So make the switch and make a difference.
All hands on fun!
It's a science fair gone off the rails with over 50 curiosity-driven activities and experiences disguised to inspire today's students to become tomorrow's tech gurus, breakthrough scientists, and engineering wizards.
Educators, students, families.
Flight Night Back to School STEM Expo, September 14th in the Exchange Center at Expo Square. Powered by Tulsa Tech, OERB, Tulsa Regional STEM Alliance, and the Tulsa State Fair.
It's free!
Details at krmg.com.
This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
It's a bring your lunch pail kind of night for the Union Redskins here at Union Tuttle Stadium. Rick Corey with Zach Jones and Doc Blevins, Richard and Jeff Johns too. Third period, 4:30 to go. Now 30-28. Mansfield's Lake Ridge Eagles lead the Union Redskins. The drive, 12 plays, 69 yards. Took 3 minutes and 40 seconds and was Pearson on the 9-yard catch with a touchdown and a 2-point conversion fail. Let me read back to you through the scoring. 2-point fail, kick fail, 2-point fail, 2-point fail, 2-point fail, 2-point fail. Somebody's going to have to work on extra points or something here in the next couple of weeks because both schools have really struggled.
Coach said they were going to go for it on fourth down, but he didn't say we're going to go for it on each one of the extra points either.
I understand why he's doing it. It just didn't quite get him there. So Union still trails by two, and Noah Rauschenberg from left to right will try to kick this thing into the end zone. Back deep, Keelan Johnson and Tamron Darrow. Noah approaches, puts the foot to it, and that one's going to be well into the end zone, and it will be Mansfield starting at their own 20-yard line. So Chandler Rogers, who has had a career tonight, will bring his team out at the 20-yard line. You know, he has been singular threat. At some point, he's going to get tired, right? I mean, Mansfield's got guys cramping left and right. You got to think at some point number four is going to go, I'm done.
Well, he gets to take all that defense off and go drink water. You know, I don't know if these other guys are playing two ways, but he's picked up a whole bunch of yards on his feet. So I think you're not too far away from it. But also, you know, he may be working a little harder in the summertime.
So first and 10, Mansfield at their own 20-yard line. The setback is Devon Jackson to the right. Same set all night long. Four receivers and Rogers in the shotgun. Rogers will hand to Jackson off the left side, and he won't get much, maybe a yard or two. Isaiah Tomlin, one of the guys there. McGuire up off the bottom as well. Also, it was Michael Walker. Now they're going to actually give him three. It'll be second down and 7, so they'll move it to the 23.
Just a little lead off the tackle and just kind of creating a little bit of lane.
Quickly back to the line of scrimmage. Rogers again. He's going to hand to Jackson again, this time on the right side, and he will nudge forward across the 25 to the 26. Murdoch on the tackle, and that'll be a gain of 3. And this brings up an important third down and 4. I say important with 3:57 to go on the third, trailing by 2. If Union could flip it back quickly, it could be a big deal for the Redskins.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just saw number 84, Cortis Martin. He's actually the one that defected that play towards the end zone. He's on the receiver side.
Four receivers, 3 to the left. Once again in the shotgun is Rogers. Straight back to throw. Fires to the right. That ball is caught, but I don't think it's good for the first down. They're going to mark it at the 29-yard line. The catch out there by Cotis Martin, but a very nice tackle immediately by JT McLeod. So they're going to be a yard short. It's going to be 4th and 1 for Mansfield.
Big pressure. They got to sit down here and not jump off sides. I don't know that they can really withstand trying to go for it and miss it. They're going to have to.
They're going to hurry to the line of scrimmage. 4th and 1 Mansfield at the 29. Their own 29. They need 1 yard. Rogers has the snap. Hands off to Jackson, and I think he got it, but I'm not sure. Yeah, the line judge is going to give it to him. They marked that across the 30. Probably the 30
just
and a
enough.
Half. So that will be a first down for Mansfield. 3 minutes to go in this third period. The Eagles lead Union 30-28, and that was a gutsy call.
Yeah, deep in your own territory, that's really gutsy.
Jackson remains the single setback. 4 receivers for Rogers. Rogers fakes inside, straight back to throw. Now he moves up. Now he's going to run. Rogers has room to the right side, gets outside the 35 to the 40, gets across the 40, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. Still on his feet at the 25-yard line. There's a flag back behind him, but he got all the way down to the 20 before JT McLeod knocked him down. About the 21, actually, of Union, but there's a flag at the 24.
That's going to be holding over there on the side.
Holding or a clip or something along those lines, you would think.
Good job of the receiver blocking downfield, trying to help his quarterback, but he's going to get called for pulling on the jersey.
Michael Harrison may be the guy who gets this call. The officials are talking about it. Mansfield will walk backwards. Now, it will be a first down, but where will they mark the football? That one goes for 49 yards, and he has been good for that almost every time he carried. Eric Herring says it is a holding. It's a spot foul. So they'll take it back from that spot, which is around the 20, looks like 24. So it should go back. Yeah, it's going to go to the 36. And that will be a Mansfield first down right there. 2:43 to go, third period, 30-28. The Eagles with the lead. Christian Mendoza will come in at the running back spot. He's a big guy. Adrian Hawkins will come in at the receiver spot. So first and 10 for the Eagles.
Number 3Q.
They're now at the 37-yard line. Adrian Hawkins will be playing the quarterback spot. Hawkins standing back in the shotgun, has the snap. Now he's going to run himself to the right side, and he's not going to get anywhere. Got swallowed pretty quickly by Trey Thompson. I'm surprised they gave him the line of scrimmage, but they did, and he will come out right away. And coming in once again is Chandler Rogers. Second down and 10 for Mansfield. Once again at the Union 31.
Rogers had to catch his wind after that 50-yard run and getting popped there at the end of it by the DB, Jaquan Sanders. He actually took a break too.
So three receivers, two backs this time. Rogers in the shotgun. He's going to pretend to toss to Jackson. Now he's going to throw it deep. Got a man open. Ball is up into the air, and it is incomplete. And it looked like that was for Gordon. And then A.J. Green was right there, and A.J. turned around and was right in his grill. But the two were fighting for the football, so there was no call, and it'll be third down and 10.
They're not going to call the face guard there, but A.J. did a great job of getting in front of him and just making a distraction. Made a wall, couldn't see him.
Minute 57 to go, third period. Mansfield up by a score of 30-28. The Lake Ridge Eagles have a third down and 10 now at Union's 31. Redskins need to hold. Rogers in the shotgun. He's just going to hand inside to Jackson, left side, and Jackson's going to burst forward across the 30 and close to the first down. He got to the 32. It'll bring up fourth down and 1 for Mansfield. McGuire on the tackle, but Mansfield went for it with fourth and 1 to go on their end. They'll go this time. Quickly in the line. Four receivers. Rogers under in the shotgun. He's going to hand again to Jackson, and Jackson easily has the first down across the 25 to the 22. Elijah Tomlin with the tackle, but again, the Eagles move the chains. 1:32 to go, third period. Lake Ridge 30, Union 28.
Well, they don't get real fancy. They're just going to pull that tackle, Caleb Rogers, and go right down the field on that run. They did it three times in a row there.
Back to the line of scrimmage again. Rogers again is the quarterback. He's going to fake. Now he's going to throw deep. Got a man open, but there's a holding in there against Union. And that was really, Keith Dorsey had no choice. Xavier Caldwell ran by him, and Keith just reached down and grabbed his jersey and stretched it about 4 yards.
He had a tail on that one.
Yeah, he did. And you know what? He's got to, or that's six.
Yeah, that was the only way to save a touchdown on that one.
Yeah, that's discretion is the better part of valor there. So that will be holding against Union. And it will march Mansfield another 10 yards, and they'll have another first down.
Now, on any deep ball they've thrown to Xavier tonight, they've thrown it over his head. So he did have one other weapon in there.
So they'll put it at the 11-yard line of Union. Jackson, once again, will be the setback, and it'll be first and 10 for Lake Ridge. Running out of time in this third period. They're up by two. Rogers in the shotgun. Straight back. Now he's going to run to his left. He gets to the 10. He is swallowed up right in there by Darius Murdoch, but he got a couple of yards. We're going to give him the 9. We'll call it 3, and it'll be second down and 7. They can make a first down, can the Eagles, at Union's 1.
That's usually not a called play down towards the end zone, but Darius does a great job of getting off the block and securing that quarterback.
Second down now and 7. They're going to toss it quickly left side to Jackson. Jackson tries to cut back, but he could not. Rogers was there first, and Jacob makes a terrific play. That's going to be a loss of 1. They get Jackson back at the 10, and it'll be third down and 9.
Great hustle there by Mason Givens and Darius Murdoch there, filling the holes, no cutback lanes.
So third and 9 now for Lake Ridge. They're at the Union 10. They need the 1 for the first down. Rogers with the snap. He's going to float it left side. That ball is incomplete. Wonderful job by Jaquan Sanders as they tried to go to Johnson, and he knocked it away. So it'll be fourth down and 9 with 31 seconds to go in this third period. Leading 30-28, Lake Ridge is going to go for it.
Good job there by Jaquan. He got beat twice in the first quarter, and so far tonight in the second half, he's been 100%.
Jackson comes in the game as the single setback. He'll be to the left side. Now they move a fullback to the right. Rogers in the shotgun on this fourth down. Fakes the handoff. Now he throws it to the left side. That ball is knocked away. That was a brilliant play by JT McLeod. He got to the inside as they tried to go to Darrow, and he knocked it away with the left hand without interfering with 26 seconds to go in the third period. A big boost for Union as they get the football back trailing 30-28.
Well, I'll tell you what, JT McLeod came to us about 3 years ago. He came in on the third string defense, and he was a rough and tough guy. He played man-to-man, fight you with his hands, really, really battle with you, and he's really put his feet with his hands right now, making great plays with his hands and really putting his body in position to make deflections. Good job there by JT.
The last thing they're working on with JT is hips. You know, he's a guy who played some safety, and he was a little more stiff, and they're trying to get him to flip a little bit quicker, but he's doing that, and he's a great open field tackler, and tonight he's been sure. So with 26 seconds now to go in this third period, Union trailing by two has first and 10 at their own 10. Thompson is going to hand off to the left side to Darius Boone. He bounces outside to the 10, to the 12, to the 15. He's on his feet. The 17, Darius Boone. It was Darius Houston who brought him down, but that is an all-effort 8-yard run. It'll be second and two.
I think Darius Houston gave everything he had to make that tackle as he cramps up here now, but that's a touchdown-saving shoestring tackle he made there.
6 seconds to go in this third period. Union's going to hurry and try to get one off. Not sure if they will. One on the play clock, and they will not. So that will end the third period, and it is an exciting third period. 30-28, Lake Ridge leads Union as we go to the fourth. Don't go away. It's going to be fun. Union football on KRMG.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology actively invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot